Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Remember the Black Panther Party? It was a militant racial justice group that flourished in the 1960s and died in the 70s. But one of its signature proposals is back, a guaranteed basic income. In the past 3 years, 26 U.S. cities and 2 states have started giving people money with hardly any strings attached. The goal is to get cash into the hands of folks who need it, but without the usual red tape, like work requirements or a daunting application process. Researchers are following these experiments closely, and so far, the results are promising. Child poverty typically declines. Overall health and happiness rises. Recipients spend the money wisely. That should not be a surprise. The federal government just tried something similar on a huge scale with much the same outcomes. Families everywhere got up to $300 per kid every month as part of the COVID relief effort. Child poverty dropped by nearly half. But it soared last month when the plan expired. Republicans blocked efforts to renew it. They and other critics fear that giving away money rewards laziness, discourages people from working, insults those who do. Poverty has long carried a stigma in our by-the-bootstraps culture. Waves of welfare reform have focused less on helping poor folks than on policing fraud, discouraging dependency, sniffing out Ronald Reagan's famous welfare queens. Even Bill Clinton tightened the rules. That approach never really made headway in reducing poverty or acknowledging that much of the problem is structural because of educational inequalities, a justice system that targets the poor, discriminatory lending and zoning that keeps Black Americans from building wealth as homeowners. So, cities and states are trying something different. Sure, most of the programs have income limits, but these can be generous. Even the discontinued federal COVID payments were available in lower amounts to families making up to $438,000 a year. Some conservative thinkers like the idea of direct payments, even to the middle class. They say the new abortion bans mean parents will have to raise more kids, and the country does need more kids, along with less bureaucracy and fewer poor people. Sounds like the basis for a deal. I bet the Black Panthers had no idea that this might be their legacy. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.